This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 situation is improving. 348 people were hospitalized with confirmed cases Monday. That's the lowest since August and a drop of more than 1,300 since mid-January. The statewide positive test rate fell to 4% Monday, the lowest it's been since last summer. More than 500,000 Coloradans will have to prove they're eligible for Medicaid after pandemic emergency orders end. The Denver Post reports the federal government told states to stop assessing Medicaid eligibility during the pandemic. The government's emergency declaration is set to expire in mid-April, but the Department of Health and Human Services could extend it. A bill to limit the university practice of withholding academic transcripts over unpaid bills passed the State House Monday. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
When students owe money for things like parking tickets and library fees, transcripts are withheld for things like grad school applications or jobs. Students say that prevents them from earning money to pay off the school. Bill sponsor Representative Jennifer Bacon says colleges wouldn't be able to withhold transcripts for fines, fees, or room and board if it's for one of five reasons.
Entering the military, trying to access financial aid for a job, to transfer to another school, or to apply for an additional program.
It doesn't completely eliminate the practice. Colleges could still hold transcripts for tuition debts. The bill now goes to the Senate for its consideration. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, 58 degrees this morning. Grand Junction, 36. In Denver, 40. This is CPR News and KRCC.